Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Reveille, reveille, reveille!
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Blog 30. Today we have three rounds in the magazine. Round number one. This one blew my mind when I read it. Because, you know, you think about super soldiers, that it could happen eventually.
Yes.
You know, there's so many movies about it. It's happening.
Well, they're building, like, exoskeletons, so soldiers...
Not that. It has nothing to do with anything external. It's all internal. It's in your brain. There's like a legit chip that they're putting in people's brains. We'll get into it, but it's crazy. DARPA is doing wild things, and they say that it's going to be on the battlefield before 2030.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, which is nuts. Round number two, Trevor Reed, the Marine who was imprisoned in Russia before being released about a year and a half ago, was injured fighting in Ukraine over the weekend. And now he is recovering in a hospital in Germany. So there might be some... even more widespread ramifications for that. Putin, I'm sure, is pissed. Round three, a mystery company has been buying up billions of dollars worth of farmland that is conveniently located near two of the most important bases that we have. Both of them are nuclear bases, or they're the ones that have the most fighter jets.
Is it Barstool Sports? Are we switching to farming?
It is us. It is us. $800 million just by Travis Air Force Base. They bought up all the land surrounding it.
I hope it's
Where's
us.
That?
Travis,
I guess we'll find out.
It's by San Diego. It's pretty close to San Diego. So, yeah, we have a packed show today. And I want to start off again. My mental health is better than it's been in years. Years,
I'm out of the basement, man.
I'm out of the basement. I put in, Collins, you ready for this? I will never run. I'm still saying I will never run. I rode my bike almost 70 miles this weekend.
Wow!
70
miles. That's legit, dude. I mean, when they do Ironman triathlons, they do 120.
Yeah.
I mean, they do that in one sitting, but still, 70 is...
Sure.
Well, I'm kind of counting Thursday, too. So it's like a long weekend in 96.
I think
that's a lot of biking. Like, my new neighborhood, like the traffic is really congested in a lot of places, which is very different from San Antonio living, where you don't have that. Like, you drive completely on interstates, nearly. Here, it's like you're... You can go 3 miles. It's going to take you 45 fucking minutes.
Yep.
So I just hop on the bike. I'm there in 10. Like, there in 5, 10 minutes.
Just to get out of Hoboken and I'm going anywhere, it can sometimes take up to, like, 15 minutes. And it's a square mile.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle. So I only have to go, like, half a mile, and it can take 15 minutes. And I hate it. That's one of the things I'm just over living here. So I'm very jealous that you can ride a bike and get places.
Do you guys want to be super jealous?
Yes.
I'm getting my bike fixed up right now. I can't wait to be 9 months pregnant riding my bike around Chicago. I did the same thing with my current son.
Oh, yeah. I remember you doing that on city bikes, and I was very nervous for you.
I was, like, going over the Queensboro Bridge, like, 2 centimeters dilated.
Didn't you go from, like, your place in Queens all the way across New York?
I went, like, I did the whole entire island of Manhattan, the perimeter, when I was, like, 8 months pregnant. I, like, biked to the beach. I did things I should never do. But I only live, like, a mile from the new office. They're building a protected, totally separate 20-mile-an-hour bike lane literally from my front door right to the office right
that's
now.
Lucky.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. So I'm, like, you know, just better off than you guys is what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, like, with this thing, Annalise would be like, go pick up McCartney's medicine from Walgreens.
Yeah.
And I'll just hop on the bike, go a little 4 miles. But going
Your
on the
streamers are going kind of like Pee Wee Herman.
I just like, hey.
He's got a banana seat. He's got a banana seat.
Kate
the big handlebars.
I say my mental health is good. And here comes
Kate.
Yeah,
she brings up something terrible.
Pee Wee Herman's dead.
Pee Wee Herman is dead. And one of the things.
What a transition.
And one of the things that's the worst about this, you guys, I was listening to Kate and Con's talk before we started the podcast. Neither one of you mentioned the fact that he was a veteran.
I Googled it.
I didn't know.
He 100% is a veteran.
He is not. This is like you saying that. This is like that viral Mr. Rogers.
Yes, it is. He is a veteran. Listen to this story. Pee Wee Herman, known for his playful and comical acts, had an adventurous spirit that led him to enlist in the military. His heart was filled with the desire to make a difference and bring laughter, even in the darkest of times. Though his fellow soldiers were skeptical of his presence on the battlefield, they soon learned that Pee-wee's unique personality was a gift. During a particularly challenged mission deep in the dense jungles of Vietnam, Pee-wee's platoon found themselves in a perilous situation. They were surrounded by enemy forces and morale was at an all-time low. But Pee-wee, with his indomitable spirit, refused to let fear conquer him. In the midst of danger, he donned his signature bow tie and launched into action while gunshots rang out. In that moment, an opportunity arose for the platoon to escape from their encirclement. As they made their way through the treacherous terrain, Pee-wee's optimism and humor continued to uplift the spirits of his fellow soldiers. He showed them that even in the darkest of times, a bit of laughter could be a powerful weapon against despair. One fateful day, Pee-wee stumbled upon a hidden enemy encampment while on a reconnaissance mission. Without a moment's hesitation, he devised a daring plan. In disguise, he infiltrated the camp, entertaining an unsuspecting soldiers with his comedic charm. Little did they know that behind the laughter was a brave soldier on a covert mission. Pee-wee managed to gather crucial intelligence about the enemy's plan, and his timely action prevented the impending attack on a platoon. His heroic deeds were recognized by his superiors. This is very disrespectful.
This is not.
And Pee-wee was awarded a prestigious.
I'm having a harder and harder time believing this is
guys,
true.
Guys, can you stop interrupting me?
Do you remember the time Pee-wee jumped up on the DMZ line and he was like, doom, doom,
from that day forward, Pee-wee Herman became a symbol of hope and inspiration for his soldiers. His name spread across the camp like wildfire. Wherever he went, laughter followed and provided a glimmer of joy amidst the harsh realities of war. Though the war eventually ended, Pee-wee's legacy lived on. Back home, he returned to his career in entertainment, bringing joy to millions with his timeless charm and infectious laughter. But he never forgot the transformative power of humor during the darkest days.
Yeah, he slaughtered like 47 dudes with his bare hands.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it's wild.
What a story.
That's like Mr. Rogers and Barney. People forget Barney was in Korea. Mm.
You guys have to give it to me. 20 minutes ago, it was announced, and I wrote that before.
You wrote that?
I wrote that before.
Oh, you wrote
from
that.
When it was announced to now.
Part of me thought.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty good, right? That was pretty good.
Listen, you had me until you said he started performing for the enemy. That's when I knew. I was like, oh, okay. We're on a chap's.
He rolled in on his giant couch that had a face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Pee-wee Herman, though, and I'm sad he's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry, but going back to your bike riding chaps, mm-hmm. I think it's so important as you get older, you got to find ways to do activities and stay active that isn't necessarily straight working out. Mm. I think that's so helpful.
And we learned that from?
Pee-wee Herman.
On Big Top Big Adventure.
There you go.
You never
Big Top Big Adventure, yes.
The whole premise was that he lost his bike.
He lost his bike, and it was a journey to get his bike back.
Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. That being said, let's move on to round number one. What do we got here, Kay?
Round number one.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, we're faced with some tough choices, and the path forward isn't always clear. I didn't know what I was getting into when I moved up here. I didn't know what I was getting into when I sold my house. I didn't know what I was getting into basically my entire life. And that's the reason why I sought out some therapy. I wish I would have done it years, like decades earlier, but I didn't. I waited, and we don't want you to, because whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while navigating life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything else. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. For more balance, find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/zero today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/zero.
You're going to have to read it because it's just...
Okay, round number one.
I got to put the list.
This is DARPA. So DARPA is the intelligence agency, or the inventors. They are like a think tank. They do all kinds of making more technology better for military members, and they design like three, they design all kinds of Wi-Fi signals. I'm explaining it really poorly.
They're like they do. They're like the Abbey of NCIS of the military, but instead of solving murders, they're inventing cool new things.
They're essentially the organization behind James Bond's pin that can turn into a laser and kill somebody.
That's the best explanation, what you just said.
Yeah, yes. So they're like James Bond.
They did, the official account did tweet us once when we thought Bob Dole was dead before he had passed.
But now he is dead.
People forget, but now he is dead. Yeah. So we were kind of ahead of the game on that one.
R.I.P. Colonel Dole. Yeah.
And I did find the right page. I'm sorry. I was on the wrong. So restoring active memory, a.k.a. RAM, is a research program by DARPA aimed at helping people with memory problems.
Me, the whole squad.
Especially those caused by brain injuries or diseases like Alzheimer's. Let's break it down in simple terms. As Chops is saying, our brainiest government agency, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we hear from another agency that's like, excuse me, that's actually us. You know, someone who's jealous of us beefing up to our... But one of the things they want to do, one of the approaches involves using brain implants, using small electronic devices like electrodes to stimulate specific areas of the brain. And by doing this, scientists hope to help the brain create new connections or reinforce existing ones related to memory.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe every time I'm looking for something and I forget where it is, the little buzzer in my head goes, she's looking for something, bzz, bzz, and
wouldn't
it shows
so good,
a vision of where my
that
car keys are or where my son is.
Incredible.
Anyway, another possibility, and by the way, don't let QAnon get a hold of this because they're going to think they're putting chips in everybody.
And they are. Mm. They've started.
Well, I've seen people get the implants to open their houses now. Like they get
an
implant in their wrist. That's like essentially their key, and they hold it up like a hotel key fob, but implants it in them.
No way, dude. I've watched way too many TV shows, way too many crime stories. No chance.
Yeah.
I'm not in. I don't know. I'll listen to the rest of this story, but I'm not so keen on implants,
dude, just,
in general.
Just
like this.
Wait. What about breast? How do you feel about that?
Listen, how a woman wants to change her body is up to her. Wow. That's not for me to have.
If it could help me remember things.
Some dudes get them, too. They want their pecs popping.
Another one they want to do is neurofeedback, which is using brain activity to help individuals learn how to improve their memory. For example, people may be trained to increase brain activity in certain areas to boost memory function. So I guess kind of like a little gym for certain areas of your brain to build things up. Memory, there are like activities you can do to build your memory now, and I just know I'll never do them.
I'll never do it.
I will never improve myself, and that's a promise.
Absolutely never.
The ultimate goal is to develop treatments that can restore memory function in people with memory impairments, making their daily lives easier and more manageable. And this is one of those cool cases, too, where so many military inventions end up leaking and making their way to public use.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this was originally
like
designed as like chem lights, and now, you know, whatever. I was trying to think of a cooler example than chem lights.
Chem lights is pretty fucking sweet. Chem lights is GPS.
I mean, internet. Chem lights are the awesome. Internet. The internet.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the RAM program
but also,
or chem lights.
Yeah, chem lights
are also
great.
Chem lights.
Yeah.
The RAM.
I mean, has anyone ever had a bad time?
No.
When using chem lights
at boot camp. Whenever you're doing like the long hikes,
that's
if you
true.
Do it at night and you're just like feel seasick. Kind of
yeah, looking at all the chem lights on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, by understanding the processes of the brain better, researchers hope to find ways to rewire and repair damaged brain circuits that affect memory. And this is huge, too, because the connection between Alzheimer's and long-term memory issues in the military is massive. We were saying, hundreds of thousands of people in the military suffer brain injuries, and it's not just from battle. It's like there's so many hard surfaces to clonk your head on. There's so many training accidents
that
happen.
Hip throws.
People like... fuck their brains up in the military all
big
the damn time.
So we don't have to go through the article. I'll give you some of the examples of what they are doing. So one of the things that they're doing, because there's a pilot shortage, they think that they can, if they can increase the memory, the time that it takes to go through a school will be drastically decreased because they can open up your brain to let you remember that kind of stuff. Go ahead, Cons.
I was trying to figure out, like, what's the military application? I see the application
there's
after the fact to get us our memory back. But go ahead.
I was fascinated listening to this or reading it. So whenever they have those, like, you can do pilot school faster. Another one is for PTSD and for anxiety. So they have this chip that they think they could put into your brain, and it's worked in some of the clinical trials, where if you are very depressed, if you have PTSD, if you suffer from anxiety, all those different things, they put that in there, turn it on with that little aspect, and it can make you feel like you're having a really good day. So they're wanting to give it to special forces soldiers at first, like on the battlefield, So if they're feeling nervous or stressed, they can kind of turn that aspect of their brain off.
That's kind of scary, though.
Very scary.
Say you're about to go over the wall on the front line. Say we're in that kind of shit with China has gone down that bad. And you don't, you're like, I'm going to die, whatever. And then the military just turns off your fear and you're like a wild fucking, kind of cool, but kind of not great
for you. You're like a modern day berserker.
Not great for you.
Or, but on the flip side, like, let's say you're going on a mission and maybe this is connected to an app on your phone and you forget to turn it on. You're like, oh, forgot to turn on my brain app to make me better.
You don't have it. You don't have it. They do it for you. It'd be like in your pre-mission.
I don't like that, though. No. I don't like that. I don't like that somebody else has control over
what's going
on in my head.
Like, it's like legit Jason Bourne where they can teach you how to do these things. But I understand the fear aspect. I think fear is good in combat, too. Like, you need to have that, like, self-preservation aspect. Yeah. But also, like, think about a mission, for example, like when Bin Laden was killed. Mm-hmm. And Rob O'Neill and the whole SEAL Team 6 is going in. And you know they're thinking about the external factors as well. Like, what happened on 9/11? We're about to go kill this dude. You have all these different thoughts, and they can make you focus in on the tactics of what you're supposed to do and kind of turn your brain off. There's aspects for national security and military implications that I could see being beneficial while also saying there is no – if people didn't sign up for the COVID shot, there is no fucking way.
Yeah.
No way. But if I'm real sad, like catch me on a sad day.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I'll get a blame.
Absolutely. Brand plan. Yeah. Make me a zombie, man. Right. Hell yeah. That sounds
so
great.
There's all kinds of different things that they want to put it for, but the medical industry wants to use it for Alzheimer's and all these mental health things. But the military is going through, of course, all the different ways that it can affect you and infect the battlefield. Like, and they want to, one of the craziest parts about this story, they want to have like F-22s that have all this crazy technology. They want the ability to put that chip into like an F-22. So if you're a pilot and you're thinking, I need to go straight vertical, it will do it instinctually.
Oh, it'll just do it.
Like it will do it without any type of controls, with anything like that. It could be tied into your brain. So then they're saying it can make it possible where people who don't even know how to fly a plane can go into a plane.
Wait till PFT Commenter gets a hold of this.
Right?
Just put him in there. But this is the thing. Like, I went to the Hoover Dam once.
It won't be that far advanced by 2030. But, like, some of the stuff they're gonna use.
It's on the way. I went to the Hoover Dam once. Okay, not to brag. Okay. Wow. All I could think was, and I was having a great day. I was partying in Vegas. I was going to, when I got back from the dam, continue partying in Vegas.
Wait, you were in Vegas and you're like, you know what? Hold on, guys. We're having too much fun. Let's take a detour
well, you know
to the Hoover Dam.
Oh, I got to be a busybody. I got to do stuff. So I said, time out. Let's use this hangover day. We'll recover at the Hoover Dam. We'll head back. We'll
what a miss by me every time I've gone to Vegas, not going to the Hoover Dam. Huge miss.
Well, the whole time I was there, and keep in mind, I was having a great time. I was at a good point in life. All I could think was, what if I just threw my body
as opposed
over the stand?
To now? No, this was actually when I was happy with my life.
Yeah, this was before I screwed some things up.
Kate needs the implant.
Yeah, I do. All I could think was, and I think other people think this too, like you're looking down it and you're like, oh my God, what if I just like, all it would take was two little lifts of my leg and I'm rolling down that fucking dam.
Yeah, there's a name for that. That's a pretty
OCD.
Common thought though.
It's OCD. It's like, what if I just drove my car off this bridge? You know, things we all think all the time. That would be if you put me behind.
I don't think that's OCD. I think it's something else.
I think they call that depression in the biz.
Well, I would be afraid that like, I know what my mission is, but what if I was like, what if I just drove this thing right into the fucking sea right now? You know what I mean? Like, just the little...
good point.
Like, what if you start having these thoughts
like,
and you don't want to think?
You have the thought, and then the plane acts based on your thought.
And the plane does it.
It does the negative aspect, too.
Right.
Well, maybe they would program it such that it wouldn't hurt you. So if you did start having those thoughts, it knows better than to nosedive into the ocean.
Or if you're thinking, like, I'm going to fuck this up, and the plane's going to explode, and then the plane explodes.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I guess maybe I would get screened out of the program.
That would be bad,
I probably wouldn't be allowed in the
program. Put some mitigating factors in there.
I'll just say, overall, this scares me. Anytime we're talking about computers or AI getting involved with the human brain function, I get a little, there's a little trepidation for me, okay?
Lots for me, I understand
now the benefits, but I don't know. I just see this going potentially wildly in the other direction and then just not ending up well for everybody.
And they keep equating it to like getting a pacemaker. I think it's wildly different than getting a pacemaker.
A little bit. Pacemakers can be hacked, right? And so what if what if China hacks your brain and they make you pull your balls out in a restaurant?
True. That would be kind of sick. You can blame it. It's a fucking implant.
It's a fucking implant. I can also see it probably costs like billions of dollars.
China's giggling while there's just tens of millions of veterans with their balls
pulling their balls out in a friendly. Chili's.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what I would do if I was the ruler of China. But I can also see too spending billions of dollars, like say you're one of the first soldiers to get this chip implanted and you're like part of this $1 billion program, but you're also a soldier. So you're probably going to get a DUI in a couple weeks.
Yeah, true.
It's a waste of money because you're a soldier, man. No offense.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're right about being worried about it. Mm-hmm. There's a Duke professor, Nita Farahany, probably saying that totally wrong, but they were part of the committee to study the bioethical issues for DARPA, like the ethical, legal, social implications. And they ended up resigning. They were like, this shit's so crazy. I'm paraphrasing heavily here. They're probably, if they were here now, they'd be like, no, that's not how it went down.
But no, they basically were like, there's absolutely ethical concerns when you're trying to make the human body do something that it won't do naturally. There's absolutely an ethical concern there too, because my brain also goes, how are people then going to use this to take advantage of other aspects of life?
Look at the Stepford Wives.
Yeah, and they said they could be hacked by the enemy, which is what Kate is saying there. And one of the aspects that I didn't think about until I was reading the article, and there's so many secondary and tertiary effects of what would go on with this.
Yeah.
One of them was if you have that ability in the military while you're in, turns off your depression, your ability to get depression or anxiety, what do you do when you get out? Because all that you know is like your super, your super happy self. You can't, it's not like you can go down to S4 and get your chip like recalibrated.
That's a good point. I don't know.
Scary stuff.
It certainly is. That's why I refuse to learn science, technology, any of it.
It doesn't sound realistic. I think I'm out on these chips. Yeah, I think I'm out too. All right, let's move on to round number two. Do a little Trevor Reed action.
Today's show is also brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. In partnership with New Amsterdam Vodka, Barstool is offering much-needed assistance to support the renovation of a VFW's common area. We are also calling on our audience to help with this program. New Amsterdam Vodka has pledged $50,000 to renovate a VFW post, and Stoolies can join in too by making their own contribution. All you have to do if you're interested in donating is visit barstoolsports.com/wins for warriors to help us reach our goal. And if you're interested in applying for the grant to do this, you can also go to barstoolsports.com/wins for warriors to apply. We want to see your VFW get selected. But in order to do that, you have to apply. And in order to do it, whenever we have the VFW selected, we need you listeners to donate so we can make it even better. And hopefully it's not just one. Hopefully you donate enough, so we'll do several. That would be incredible. Thanks to New Amsterdam Vodka for being a part of this. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to make a huge difference, but we need you. Again, if you're interested in donating, visit barstoolsports.com/wins for warriors to help us reach our goal.
Is there a sink running?
I think so.
That's probably the pipes right above us.
It could be. I thought maybe somebody...
Is that office falling apart now already?
No. It's not the new one. This one's...
You know what? Let me tell you something. I know it's not the new one yet. Let me tell you something. Because I was in that office, and I remember the first time I walked in that office, my first thought was, oh my gosh, it's so clean. It's so organized compared to the New York City office, which until recently was just a complete dump. Honestly, like the way people just put their stuff everywhere and they have no care for organization
children.
Or what's that?
We're children. We're adult company children. Of adult children.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's really, I mean,
we're all the dirty disgusting. TFC of the unit. Mm-hmm. All of us.
No, it's
how
gross.
Long until
it's gross in here.
It's
like,
gross.
Yeah. It's essentially the same. Like it's not as
but
bad.
No,
as New York,
I was going to say how long until that office just turns into a dumpster fire. But then you guys are going to just like, leave anyway. So
I think it depends on like when there's like 20 or 30 content people here every day. I think it'll be worse for sure. All right, let's talk about Trevor Reed. What's going on here,
Kate? Yeah, what a story. Mm-hmm. So Marine veteran Trevor Reed, who was wrongfully detained in Russia for 3 years before he was released as part of a prisoner exchange last year, was injured while fighting in Ukraine, according to the State Department.
Am I wrong for being upset that he didn't DM me and told me he was doing this? Because he follows me on Twitter now.
Does he?
I think he should have gave me the heads up. That would have been great podcasting to have him on the front lines and tell us what's going
on. What's going on? Yeah. I know.
He's not even on TikTok. What is he doing? He could have got lots of followers.
Hit us up. And now me, say I spend 3 years wrongfully detained in a Russian prison. I'm coming home, going to Vegas. I'm going to go hang out at the Hoover Dam. I'm going to have a nice time. I'm done. Yeah. That was the peak of my life, wild times. And now I'm just living the easy life. Not Trevor Reed. So he was, again, injured fighting in Ukraine. We are aware that Trevor Reed was injured while participating in fighting in Ukraine. Deputy spokesperson said at a news conference, Mr. Reed has been transported to Germany and is receiving medical care. We don't know how Reed was injured or what his condition is. And it was an NGO that transferred him to Germany. Mm-hmm. Reed is being treated at Langstall, Germany. So that's a U.S. military hospital. And he stressed that Reed was not engaged in any activities on behalf of the U.S. government. So the White House is like, let me be clear. We had no idea that Trevor Reed was fiddling around in Ukraine.
That would have been the Obama White House that would have said that.
That's true.
Let me be clear.
Biden said.
Yeah. Trevor. He said, these rapscallions in Russia.
So anyway.
These old so-and-sos.
But I can see people be like this. Conspiracy theories are just so crazy these days. This guy gets exchanged. He gets out of Russia. And next thing you know, he's back over there. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, I totally butchered that, sidestepped questions about what effect the revelation that Reed has been fighting in Ukraine could have on the U.S. government's ability to bring home two Americans imprisoned in Russia, businessman Paul Whelan and Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. And
one of the crazy parts about that, Whelan somehow released a statement from a Russian prison saying that he understood why Reed did it. Like, and I do too. Like, if you get captured in a country and you feel like you didn't do anything wrong, I can understand wanting to go kill some people.
Kill a couple of Russians?
Right. Like, it makes sense, like, that you hate that country so much, you're going to go join that effort.
Yeah, and the U.S. said they're still trying every avenue to bring Paul and Evan home. Privately, a U.S. official said the government is extremely concerned about how the Reed situation will be seen in Moscow. Because, again, Moscow's probably like, what the fuck? We let this guy go to you, and now he's back on the front lines of Ukraine killing our people. There's no way we're going to release these other two guys to you now, kind of thing. Like, I can see them using that. A Reed family.
But also incredibly unfair if Reed gets blamed for that, I feel right. Like, he shouldn't have to live his life based on other things. You know, like, if you have that personal vendetta, I think it's unfair to put, like, international relations on a guy like Trevor Reed.
I see it differently. I feel like you have to realize the situation that you were a part of and maybe look at the bigger picture and have a little respect, especially for the families of the other guys, and be like, maybe I should lay low for a little bit and not do anything crazy.
Yeah, but that's easy for you to say when you were at Hoover Dam in 2007 and not in a Russian prison.
That's true. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. What about you, Cons?
I think I lean more towards Kate, because I think once you start acting on your own behalf and not as a, you know, representative of the U.S. government, you have to accept that the consequences of some of your actions could be pretty dire, and nobody else can really take ownership of that except for you, because it's not like we sent him back over there and said, hey.
I'm guessing that he was lightly trailed by the U.S. government since getting out of Russia, like probably at least a little bit just for whatever. I would guess, tinfoil hat Katie. And when they saw him heading back to Ukraine, they're probably like, oh, God fucking damn it. God damn it. Reed is heading.
Yeah, but if that were true, wouldn't you think they might intervene and say, hey, we don't think this is a great idea?
There's nothing really they could do to stop him.
Make it known that he's going, I guess, like that we don't want him to
go. I feel like they could stop him if they wanted to.
I feel like they could stop him if they wanted to, but I also think that people would be like, what the hell, man? Like, because I think they would see it from my perspective. You want to go fight against Russia. I could see both sides, essentially.
I can just see one
guy. I get it. I get having, like, such ill will towards Russia. You want to go exact some revenge. I got it. But also, This isn't Hollywood. You go over there by yourself, you're not, you know, John Rambo, and mm-hmm. you're just going to start killing Russians left and right. It doesn't take much, I think, to get captured as a single individual. I don't care how well trained you are or what you have. I just think it's incredibly dangerous, and if the U.S. didn't know about it, they...
Right, if they found out he was there and they captured him and brought him back over to Russia, and they were like, look who we have again, motherfuckers.
If he got captured, he is fucked.
That would have been a spicy little meatball.
I mean, can you imagine what they would do if they released him, he came back, and then was trying to kill other Russians?
Yeah.
Woo, boy. Like, and I think it's, like, with these type of stories where Trevor Reed goes over there, he's not wearing a uniform anymore. He's going as a civilian person. Same thing with Travis King last week. Same thing with Bo Bird Dog. If you knowingly go to the enemy's territory, I don't think America owes you to go get you. I don't. Like, I think I've evolved on that over the years, like where I would have said no man left behind with Bo Bird Dog. But when are you left if you voluntarily leave?
I can see if there's definitive proof that there was long time red flags that you had like mental issues going on, that you were put in a situation where you were going to be a danger to. I can see being like, well, we put him in that. We got to go get him because we knew this. Like, I don't know. I could see that. I'm not saying that was the case with any of these guys. But other than that, you're right. I agree.
And Bergdahl's another one of these. His case got thrown out. His conviction got thrown out.
Yeah.
So he has to go to trial again.
Yeah.
And it was for the reasons I'm almost positive when it was happening that we said, like with President Trump being involved with the case and making open statements about what should happen to him and all those things, it did come back as undue influence.
Yeah.
And so now they have to redo the – but in my opinion, I think it actually works better for the Army and the DOD because they still wanted to punish Bergdahl.
Yeah.
And all he got essentially was a dishonorable discharge. They can bring back the jail time now with a new trial.
What's
the
that goofball been up to anyway?
Yeah, I want to know.
Bergdahl?
Do another serial that was terrible. Do another one.
Yeah, do another one.
I want to know what he's up to now. Probably working at like Trader Joe's or some shit.
Chaps, I agree with you though, I think. I've just been sitting here and bouncing around in my head. If you do that, like, do we owe you to protect you from your own stupidity?
Because people
die. Have to know.
Like, people would die. Right. Like, if you could realistically going to get Trevor Reed, even though I like him, I think he's a good guy, should you send in special forces to go get somebody who went to another sovereign nation? We don't have American troops on the ground fighting in combat operations. Should you risk the life of somebody else's husband, daughter, whoever, to go get this person who voluntarily made that decision outside of the scope of America?
To clarify,
He did not
get captured by Russia. He just got injured.
Yeah, he's in
Ukraine,
in Germany.
But we also don't
know the extent of his injury. So if he's gravely injured, I'm going to feel real shitty about this podcast.
Final note, as a mom, you're right. We'll have to cut a couple things out.
Spring is the best time to add new challenges to your training, just in time for summer and warmer days. I can't wait to get on my Peloton when I get home from the road. It just gets you going. It gets my heart pumping inside my house. I don't have to deal with anyone at these gyms, you know, looking at me any weird or judging me. I get to do whatever I want in the comfort of my own home, and I absolutely love the Peloton and the app. Spring is the best time to power on your fitness routine and dial it up a notch. Peloton's workouts were made to challenge you. Whether you have 5 or 60 minutes, there are a variety of classes such as boot camps, full body strength, boxing, and marathon training. All of these are created to grow your skills and push you to improve what you already excel in. Peloton's program and instructors push you to be the best that you can be with challenging classes that'll keep you coming back for more. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at one.peloton.com.
Reed's family declined to comment on the reports. As a mom, I'm learning you have to let your kid get in situations that are on the playground and letting them climb the higher ladders, letting them do some crazy things.
Do dangerous things carefully.
Do dangerous, that stupid TikTok. You have to let your kid do dangerous things carefully. But my God, I'd be like, Trevor, come home. God damn it. The casserole's ready, Trevor.
Like, you get that text as his mom is like, hey, mom, heading over to Ukraine. See what's going on over there. Got my rifle with me.
I told grandma you were making a brisket on Sunday.
You better not. You better bring your ass home right now, mister.
I just thought about this. Isn't that incredibly selfish if you do that too? Because you're just, you're doing that to your family that cares and loves about you so deeply that you're making them distraught with your actions. Could that be considered
selfish? But at the same time, it's like, I feel like if you're a successful parent, you're like, fly, little bird, fly. Go off and do your own weird shit, man. Like,
I agree with that, unless it's going to fight a proxy war in Ukraine.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, I think
you want to go live in Paris for a little while?
Trevor, please come on. Well, please be okay. And see, then please come on the show.
I feel like that, what you just said, Kate, applies for your like hostile trip through the Pacific Northwest.
Oh,
like
if my parents knew some of the situations I was putting myself in, they would fucking die.
Yeah.
23-year-old Kate. Yeah. Well, post-divorce Kate, if anybody knew the nooks and crannies of Americana I was getting into, man.
Let's move on around.
I was going to say, maybe we might have to do a whole episode one time. Just, Kate, just regale us with your stories about post-divorce Kate. Like the first 12 months post-divorce.
The amnesty box. We're going to have an amnesty box.
Yeah. Spent the night in a crack house once with no electricity.
Jesus.
What city was this in?
I'd rather not say. The guy tricked me. He said, don't worry about it.
The guy tricked me.
We're going to unpack this. No.
He was a functioning crack addict? He had a cool military cord bracelet on. And we started chatting at the bar.
And now he's actually the first son, which is nice. Shout out Hunter Biden.
Googled his name. He's been sued out with like 40 Hunter times. A construction worker.
Since you just brought it up, I had it for save rounds, but I'm going to bring it up now.
Sure.
Is Hunter Biden the most problematic presidential child in history?
I feel like you couldn't even write, like if I wrote him as a character, people would be like, that's a little much. Right? That's a little over the top.
He's close. You're right, Cons. I think he could be. I don't know anybody, like Jenna Bush is on like The View or some shit. Like the... Yeah. Everybody has a – like Chelsea Clinton works for the UN, doing something.
The Bush daughters, I think they were, you know, a little wild in college, but I mean nothing more than any other college kid.
Malia Obama smokes cigarettes. Crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I would like? Say I find out I have terminal illness and pretend I like don't have children and I'm just like freewheeling Kate. Mm-hmm. I would love to go to a party with all the president's most – throughout U.S. history. Say I rent a big mansion on the beach – It's all the first kids who were the biggest fuck ups, and we just have a ton of cocaine.
Yeah, and you just want to hear the tea,
and just everybody spill the historical tea.
President Taft's daughter there, and you're like, "Tell me about how big of an asshole he was."
Yeah, and she's doing a beer bong down the banister. Like, I want to party with these kids in here because I feel like every few presidencies, you get a real fuck up. But you're right. I think Hunter, like...
I don't know.
Hunter Biden comes in and starts doing lines off of, like, Reagan's son's
dick. Wasn't he, like,
dick?
Naked on the banister? Like, nobody can even come close to him. He's numero uno.
Seriously. You know, I mean, just the fact that he's... I don't think he's married anymore. Maybe he is. But, I mean, if you're an adult with children and you're... You know, more than, you know, frequently doing illegal drugs and engaging with acts with sex workers, I just think you're a drain on society.
Well, time out. You think not every motherfucker in D.C. is engaging with sex workers.
Yeah.
The difference is subtlety.
Yeah.
He needs a little subtlety.
Yeah.
He needs a little discretion.
Old Madison Cawthorn talked about that, remember?
Everybody's fucking.
You telling me
everybody's
old Ladybugs
sucking.
Isn't into it? Ladybugs is getting after it.
Just saying. But you're right. You have to know you're in the public eye and not be posting it on your fucking Snapchat when you're 50 years old. Nudie on the banister. My God.
Yeah.
And those contracts with Ukraine. Yeah, the whole thing's crazy.
Also, I wouldn't, even if I was in good shape, I'm not sure if I want those angles out there.
Like, no.
Those
are rough angles. Not at all. No. Yeah. Not at all.
The straight up, like looking at like a dude who has like a hairy taint and his ass, you see like under ass. Never good.
Never good. Yeah, a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to round number three.
How did we get there? I don't know.
That's
but
fine.
I'm glad we talked about it. Hmm.
I'm disappointed that you guys didn't react at all when I said Hunter Biden snorting lines of cocaine off of Ronald Reagan's son's dick.
Because honestly, I can see it happening.
I could too.
I don't think it's that crazy.
I think that pales in comparison to the things we've...
Does Ronald Reagan have a party son?
I think he had some party son, yeah.
Oh, well, I hope he joins me.
I just think, Chaps, that example pales in comparison to the other things we've seen in the news about Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I think smoking crack is a wild move.
Yeah. I think posting yourself smoking crack.
I don't know how you get, and I'm sure we have some crack havers on that are listening.
Sure.
Crack havers.
Yeah, if you're a crack user listening, I apologize. But how do you get to a party the first time and somebody's like, you want some crack? And you're like, yeah. Have you smoked crack?
No, but I haven't. Well, no, but I mean, I think I've gotten kind of close, maybe.
How close are we talking?
Pretty close.
Like on the lips?
No, but.
Held it in your hand?
But in the vicinity and thought, I'm a little curious.
That's Katie how it happens. Crackhead. People are just curious.
You'd be such a mess.
Dude, I'd be such a menace. I would probably rob your house. I'd probably go out to your house and rob it.
You'd be one of those people that's outside like the Reading Market now. That's just like kind of swaying back and forth like a zombie.
Yeah. No.
Those scenes are scary.
No, I'd be way more mischievous and conniving and harmful to people I love. I'd be like a real weasel in your lives.
Wow.
Like you'd look out and I'd be skittering across your backyard and you'd be like, oh no.
Oh, so you'd be like real weasel by, like, to people?
I'd probably steal your lawn.
You'd be Hunter Biden. You'd be Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
You'd just be causing constant problems for everybody around you.
Probably bringing in millions from Burisma and all that.
Yeah. What's that?
I don't know.
Dude, that's the other thing too.
I don't know what the things are.
Dude, Hunter Biden, like, dude, just keep your nose clean and you got a cushy life. The guy grew up privileged. I mean, he had nothing really to work for his entire life. He was handed everything, could live very comfortably, and he decided, like, nope, let me make things very difficult.
But I also think, even though it is, like, privilege for sure to be a senator's son and all that stuff, it would be hard to be in that position where your parents are so incredibly successful that you know at like the age of 25, you're not going to live up to that. Like knowing that your parents are always going to be that much better than you are at life, I think it would be difficult. Like look at Michael Jordan's sons, for example.
Yeah.
They do fine things. Like they're doing businesses.
Mrs. Pippen.
But they will never, ever, ever get close to what their dad is. Same thing with the Bidens.
Well, I think with politicians, if you're a parent and you're like a high what is it? Goals. You're like a highly aspiring politician. Mm-hmm. That comes before your family.
Oh,
like
easily.
Your family,
yeah.
Your family become pawns in your life to help you win or lose. And if you're a teenager, it's hard enough to be a teenager. If you're a teenager and those are your parents, like they don't give a fuck about you as much as they give a fuck about all the people. I feel like that's a blanket statement, but I feel like it's kind of true.
Yeah. Which is odd because that was always the reputation that Biden had, was being one of the good dads that were out there. Like he told President Obama, I'm not going to be gone on anniversaries, I'm not going to be gone on my kids' birthdays, those are important. And he told staff members when he was the vice president, if I find out that you missed your kid's birthday or a wedding, you're fired.
Yeah.
So I mean,
at the same time, there's lots of like parents who are really wonderful and their kids go off the rails and on to them,
you know? So that's a question.
Yeah,
you know,
good point, Kate.
So. We're all parents. Like, how much is it nature versus nurture?
Huge fuck.
Like, you know, Hunter Biden, was he going to be a screw up no matter what? Or was it a byproduct of his father probably not being around as much as he should? Or, you know, like, which is it, you think?
I think it's a big mix of both. And the
environment, like if you grew up at a party school, all it takes, I'll tell you.
I think worldviews until you're probably 20-ish are really reflective of your parents. Like how you feel about politics and things like that.
I used to buy Bill O'Reilly books.
The first person I voted for was Mike Huckabee.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm very different than now. But I think you start to develop your own way sometimes whenever you're in your 20s. So I think that at that point it becomes more nature than nurture. I think you can outgrow the nurture, but not necessarily the nature.
Yeah.
That was deep.
Yeah, because I think, you know, doing certain drugs, it becomes, you know, you're either a curious person or you're not, right? Like, you're either going to be in the room with crack and decide, yeah, I'll give it a try, or you won't.
Which is,
you're either going to be a caterer.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a lot of, I'll tell you this, it was
in
Pittsburgh, and there was a lot of samurai swords on
the wall. Pittsburgh, say no more. You don't,
right.
That's Pittsburgh goofing.
And even Katie, even 20-something Katie was like, I'm going to not. You know what? I'm going to not tonight.
Not going to
do
could.
That's funny that the stereotype of just samurai swords holds
true. There
were
samurai swords on the wall.
Yeah, that's a big. That might be the biggest red flag that you can have as a dude. Like
yeah.
you,
yeah.
I imagine.
No real furniture.
That's the automatic no pussy button. Like, if somebody walks in and they see that you have a samurai, your likelihood of having sex that night went down by, what, at least 80%?
But wait,
well,
here's where you're...
Unless it's 23-year-old kid.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying, those guys are probably usually pretty good at sex.
Samurai sword guys. Oh, watch a lot of anime, I guess.
Yeah.
They know weird stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to round number three. What do we got here, Kate?
Okay. I never have done, not that it matters, I've never done crack.
What about a guy with a samurai sword?
No, not either.
The day well, Kate, I'm sure your parents are happy to hear that you've never tried that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Round three, Fairfield, California.
Today's show is also brought to you by Moore Labs. I don't know about you, but I can't drink as much as I could in college or the Marine Corps without feeling like some absolute garbage. Even just a few drinks has me feeling like crap these days. And in a world where we're being pulled in a thousand different directions, I can't afford to miss a single day. And I know that you can't either. Moore Labs created this nifty little lifesaver of a drink called Morning Recovery that helps prevent rough mornings after drinking. Similar drinks have existed in Korea for a long time. If you've done Cobra Gold, you might know about it, but there are no options like that for us here in the old USA. So their founder quit his job at Tesla to fix that and create Morning Recovery. It's super simple. All you have to do is drink one Morning Recovery while you drink or before you go to bed. It contains zero herbs, vitamin, no, not zero. It contains a lot of super herbs, vitamins, and minerals that help you bounce back. And it's a proprietary blend of electrolytes to help rehydrate you so you can have fun at night and feel good the next day, feel like a real human being and like you did when you were just a young pup at 21. They conducted a clinical study and users of Morning Recovery felt up to 80% better than those without the Morning Recovery across various symptoms from drinking. Go to morelabs.com. That's morelabs.com and use the code ZBT for 20% off your first order of Morning Recovery. Again, go to morelabs.com. That's morelabs, morelabs.com. Use the promo code ZBT for 20% off your first order of Morning Recovery.
The United States Air Force is investigating a company that's purchased $800 million worth of land near Travis Air Force Base, one of the most critical military bases in the U.S. But after 8 months of investigation, government officials have been unable to identify who's behind it, nor rule out a threat to national security.
How? How in the fuck can the U.S. government not know? Like, there's eminent domain, there's all kinds of stuff that they could use. How can they not figure it out after months?
Dumb tinfoil hat Katie would say, because the laws are specifically designed to protect those people, because whoever created those laws,
but the government,
because whoever created those laws made a shit ton of money for whoever wanted them made, from whoever wanted them made.
Yeah,
is what I would say.
It's still like, that's crazy, because you have to just buying a house, you have to file it with the city, like who bought it. I mean, I understand trust and all those different things, but not being able to figure it out.
Yep, it's crazy. We're very, very concerned about this, said Representative John Garamendi, a Democrat of California's 8th District. It's so expensive and so secret, it's impossible to get any information about what's happening here. The congressman raised the alarm to the U.S. Air Force, prompting a federal investigation. It's also scary to me that the Air Force wasn't paying attention to who was buying like thousands of acres of land around it, and this representative had to be like, excuse me,
or what's going on here?
Hey, did you guys notice your neighbors are
apparently, or there's a lot of people
yeah,
we haven't gone on an apparently kick in a while.
I mean, or like they did know it was happening and this was a leak that shouldn't have gotten out, because I do believe there are organizations that are like super duper underground in this country that we don't know the names of, that are connected to whomever they need to be connected to, that are doing things of this nature that we're just not supposed to find out about it. Well, and somebody got in trouble.
We just found out about one of them last week with the aliens.
Like, yeah,
they knew. There's people in the government that knew about it.
Yep.
And nobody ever talked, which is insane.
Extremely. Mm. Well, you don't want to look like a nutball.
But if you have the proof and the receipts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's nobody crazy. Cared. Like, the world is so crazy.
We're so jaded now. People that we're like, all right, dude, okay, whatever.
That was so glossed over. Like, everyone's so like, aliens, over. Aliens, aliens. And I was,
you
like,
could
that,
tell
that
me
was like,
you know why?
Doing a line off an alien stick, and I'd be like, yeah.
If that would have happened on, like, Rogan's podcast, I think people would pay a lot more attention. But since it happened actually in Congress, people were like, I don't believe what happens here anyways.
No.
It was just C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Anyway, this representative said, an area where spy operations or any other nefarious activity could take place that could detrimentally impact the ability of Travis Air Force Base to operate is a basically issue of national emergency. Like, this is a huge deal. Public records show that the company Flannery Associates LLC began purchasing land around the military base in 2018.
That name is if so I'm, intentional.
If I'm from China, I'm
Make
thinking,
it sound Irish.
Okay. I'm sitting in the boardroom in China.
Give
I'm like,
a
China.
Super white guy name.
Things about America. The Simpsons. His neighbor, Ned Flanders. Flanders. Yeah. Flannery. Flannery LLC.
Samsonite.
Yeah, Samsonite. The controversy first was reported to the Wall Street Journal. Investigators say those acquisitions ramped up in 2023.
If I was given this information, Wall Street Journal would not be the place I go.
No?
Why?
No. Because it's not money related, I don't think. Like
No, Wall Street Journal does.
But I don't think that the average person pays any attention to what the Wall Street Journal says at all.
Counterpoint. I think people hear Wall Street Journal and they're like, "Oh wait, that's serious."
Well, I think the way news usually happens is you get a big powerhouse like Washington Post, Wall Street Journal,
the
like
Times,
Fox
News,
whatever. They do the research, they get the big news, and then it trickles down through all the other news sites, and that's how people get it.
Or it's a local news station that gets it, and then it's picked up by the Washington Post, and they act like they did everything.
Yeah, exactly. Either way. Now, literally three sides of that base are totally controlled by the Flannery Group, Representative Garamendi said. Yet no one, including local, state, and federal officials, can track who is behind the group. Who are these people? Where did they get the money that they could pay 5 to 10 times the normal value others would pay for this farmland?
Nefarious.
Even after 8 months of investigation, feds don't have the answers. Last year, 300 acres of farmlands were purchased near Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. And Garamendi...
Minot, for those keeping score.
Oh, Minot. Thank you. I always call it Minot.
Minot.
Garamendi called it a spy base. That base is where we launch our airplanes to figure out what's going on across the world. A company in China was acquiring land around that base and wanted to build a 400-foot silo that could look directly into the base. And we're like, whoa, 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 what's going on there? Garamendi says the attorney representing Flannery Associates indicated the firm is made up a group of families, 97% of whom are allegedly American, and just looking to diversify their portfolio.
By spending 5 to 10 times more the price in Minot, North Dakota.
Yeah.
You know what they say? You know, they're not making any more land. Gotta buy land.
But 5 to 10 price, if it's for sale, pay the actual price. Like, I can't imagine in Minot, around Minot, that there's people clamoring for that land.
And... okay, so 97, they claim 97% of them are Americans. Well, who are their relatives? Like, who are their, like, whatever? And did they come to America and establish a base so that they could be controlled by the outside? Put my tinfoil hat on. Also, are they just building a 400-foot silo next to Minot Air Force Base for
the
grandkids to run around? Like, are they?
That's 40 stories, right?
Yeah.
Because 10 foot a story.
Yeah.
So that's 40 stories high in North Dakota? That's got to be the tallest. I would bet like $5,000 that that's the tallest building in North Dakota.
Yeah, I bet you'd be right.
I'm going to Google it right now. Keep going, Kate.
He went on to say, "We have heard scheme after scheme that makes no sense at all. We are going to build a deep water port. Really? Around Travis Air Force Base, which is 10 miles from the bay? No, you're not. We're going to farm. Well, at that price, you're going to lose a lot of money farming. Well, we're going to build a city. No, you're not going to build a city. So these people, whoever bought this land around Travis Air Force Base near the coast in California, the government's asking, like, okay, what are you doing with this land? And they're like, we're going to build an amusement park on it. And they're like, no, you're not. There's not a lot of people there. We're going to build a city. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So
the tallest building in North Dakota is currently the state capitol building. It's 242 feet high.
242
Wow.
It's 160 feet higher than the next highest building in North Dakota.
Yeah.
Like, so that's not just something, you don't put grain in that thing.
Right. I'm telling you, I think this was somebody screwed up and people weren't supposed to find out that this land was being purchased. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
Because as you just read off, Kate, no explanation would make sense unless you're doing something that people shouldn't know about.
Yeah, and I mean, on top of that, too, I don't think people realize, as of 2017, 17% of water from, I guess, the West Coast, like Colorado River, all that stuff, 17%, where there's already a water issue, loaded into trucks, shipped to ports on the West Coast, and sent to China, Japan, Saudi Arabia. All these other countries, too, are buying up our water rights, our farming land, our whatever. And I can't imagine, I think I said this a few shows ago, I can't imagine China letting us buy a bunch of land near one of their military bases.
One of these things that they bought, too, was around the biggest grid of the central part of the United States, like this area of the country. Right. They bought land that surrounds it, and they said they could shut down the energy grid easily. If they have like a couple of the plants that they are surrounded by, they can cut out energy to the entire country, this entire part of the country, which is nuts. There's parts they're buying places that big, what's the word, atriaries, tributaries? What's the word for a bunch of freshwater tributaries?
Yeah.
So they are buying up land there.
Like, so they could poison our water if they wanted to. They go, I'm putting my tinfoil hat on.
In West Texas, they bought up all kinds of land where they have those huge windmills.
Yeah. I think, I'll say it, I feel like there's certain laws to protect greediness so much that they didn't care who was buying this shit, and it's going to like backfire on us somehow.
I don't like that they're buying our water.
I don't like that. I would like
that. I don't like it. If we're selling our water to other countries, I don't like it.
No,
like
I think we've – it's like not it even that we're selling the water to other countries. It's we've sold the rights to the water.
This, yeah.
Like, it's even not worse. Even ours
worse.
Anymore.
Even worse.
That's even worse.
And to the farmland and to this and to that. So it's just kind of crazy. But so they're still working to get to the bottom of it. According to Garamendi, Flannery Associates has also acquired land around the interstate electrical grid system stemming from the Columbia River into Central California, including land that houses wind turbines that provide significant power into Northern California. Flannery Group, come on the show. Come on.
Or China.
Well, that's another thing. Like, the alternate, not that I'm like, oh, we got to go green, but I do think there are a lot of people who are going in that direction, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Like, you can't buy more land, so you need the land to put up the big turbines or to do solar. So it could just be something as simple as that.
Speaking of, the only other group I can see crazy enough to do something like this, to buy up all this land just to watch the military bases, is PETA.
Yeah.
Because they used to post up on a hill next to Camp Pendleton and be like, oh, they just did a, there's a rare bird over there, and they just did a military exercise near that rare bird. Like, they used to post up and bitch about all kinds of crazy shit. So maybe PETA has the billions to buy.
I'm down to go. I think we are going to eventually be at war with both with China PETA and China. Yeah.
I don't know if we can handle both at the same time.
No.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Pretty could crazy. Something to think about.
All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Colin, we'll start with you.
So we've been pretty active with Maggie getting out, doing things, and it's been great. We had the opportunity to go up to West Point. I had to do something. So we went up to the football offices, and she met Coach Munkin and Coach Vitti and Coach Drinkle, so that was cool.
They put her in Oklahoma drills or no?
Yeah, right away. Yeah. Right away they did. And then, so I had hours. I had a fraudulent purchase on one of my credit cards the other week, and it was stupid. It was something for $15, yeah. But I definitely didn't do it.
Did you say it was an OnlyFans subscription that you didn't have?
Yeah. No. But what's the most important, annoying part of having a fraudulent charge on your credit card?
Being on the phone. Yeah. Anytime I actually have to make a phone call, it ruins my day.
Yeah, having to change all your shit.
Yes, right. Having to change all your shit. Well, apparently, and I'm not going to say who I bank with, because then I'll probably get another fraudulent charge. Somebody will hack my information. Everything updates automatically now. Like, my Apple Wallet, I put in for the fraudulent charge. I got issued a new card, and before the physical card arrived, somewhere on the back end, they updated my Apple Wallet, and it had my new number.
I don't like
instantly.
That. I don't like that at all, Cons, because sometimes if I...
It's convenient, but also, you're right. I don't know how I feel about it.
But if I have, like, a bunch of subscriptions, because I'll just be like, sure, whatever, give me a free trial, and then I end up paying, like, $29.99 for Audible for the rest of my life.
Well, same with the move.
So sometimes I change it.
I haven't changed my address yet, my, like, billing address, because I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to have to update all my apps and stuff. I'm going to forget. Oh, that's stressful. What was what did they spend the $15 on?
But it wasn't... What... it was from a cigar store. I definitely didn't do it. What was convenient though was that, like, I still had a way to pay for things. Like, granted, I'm Alex is with me. We're not running around doing different things. Like, we have other credit cards. and ways to buy things, but I was still able to use my phone to make purchases, which was in the past, you've had to wait, you know, 5 to 10 business days for a new credit card. I will say that part was somewhat convenient, but
we're
still not fully
sold
on this.
We're one of the oldest podcasts that there is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Can you believe?
That's all I got.
I still get nervous when it's like I can tap my card. I'm like, no, I'm inserting it. I'm not tapping my fucking card.
And it takes
what is
forever.
This?
It takes longer. Just let me put it in there, pull it back out.
I still
done.
Like to swipe when I can, to be honest with you.
Speaking of tapping, though, you know what I did like, and it doesn't really matter because you don't live in and around the city anymore, Kate, but all the subways.
Club.
What's that?
Your tap dancing club. You love that.
Yeah, it's big tap dancing.
Yes, that.
Tap guy.
The subways. You no longer needed to get a Metro card because you could just use your credit card right there at the turnstile.
Oh, and you just tap. Yeah, they finally good. Do that. Yeah. I think Philly's still using coin tokens. Yeah.
Get it together,
it's
Philly.
Crazy.
All right, Kate, what about you?
Nothing too crazy. I was listening to a podcast this morning about Guam. Which is, I don't even know if it's officially considered a territory.
It is a territory. I got divorced there.
But great.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. So whenever you're in Japan, the closest U.S. magistrate is in Guam.
Yeah.
So if you go there, you can get divorced in 3 days. So if once you are on Guam for 2 days, you can be considered a Guamanian citizen. So then you can go to the U.S. magistrate.
Oh, I feel like I remember you telling us this.
And it took like a day to get a divorce.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, essentially... You know, when shit was popping off in the Pacific during the World War, the second one specifically, we took it over. We're like, this is ours now. There's a good amount of people. It's like the size of the city of Chicago. There's like a good, not that many people, but it's like a big space and a good amount of native people there. And we were like, sorry, this is ours now. They don't get a representative. They don't get whatever. Did you know per capita, Guam has the highest number of veterans for their population? U.S. military veterans?
Yeah, I actually...
That makes sense.
When I was just got out, and right before I got offered this job here, one of the jobs that I had considered doing was being the kennel master in Guam.
Well, you know what's crazy, too? It's the highest per capita amount of veterans, but the least resources or anything for veterans. So, like, they
not
volunteer
surprising.
The most, and they get the shortest end of the stick, and they're not really considered, like, U.S. Like, the whole thing is crazy. But I was reading this... company, you know, I guess it was part of the U.S. military, did 26 different computer versions of what will happen when China, if China attacks or whatever, or like say the war starts between U.S. and China. In all 26 of the war game playouts that the computer generated, and this took like forever and a ton of money, blah, blah, in all 26 highest brain whatever, the first thing that China did was like blow up Guam. I was like, fuck up Guam.
Jeez.
So, that's like the easiest thing to do on the to-do list. You do it first. It's like Guam's the smallest.
I'm pretty sure there's big fighter jet like squadrons that are still there too.
Oh, and so they were talking about how America doesn't realize that we have so many places across the Pacific that we're like, this is ours now, this is ours now. Mm-hmm. And we're doing like trillions of dollars worth of projects now that things are ramping up with China across all these islands and everything. But I was just... thinking like it sucks if you were like born on this beautiful island and you're a native person there and it's great and all of a sudden the U.S. is like, it's ours now, and by the way, China's probably gonna blow this up.
Eventually.
Like crazy.
That's wild.
Anyway, sorry, it was military related because I normally don't.
No, that's an interesting fact.
Military stuff, even though I'm on a military. Oh gosh.
Is that it?
Do I have anything else? The move, still unpacking, still getting shit into the house. Had first block party on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram, yeah.
It was amazing. Everybody opened their gates, so this yard had, like, the barbecue going. This part of the street, everybody dragged kegs out into the street. There's this really popular Chicago funk band that all live in a house together on this block, and they set up shop on their front yard, and we're just like, doo, 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 doo. You guys know what music
sounds like. Yeah, we do.
right away, my son like found a posse of four other toddlers, and they just started wreaking havoc on the bounce house together. Love like, it was just, I don't know, it was just awesome. And so, again, things are going well.
Yeah.
Besides, it's like the juxtaposition of the unpacking and moving, but mixed with really liking where we live, so that's a good thing. But
that's fantastic news.
Good,
Kate.
For me.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the things I like about my neighborhood too. Crushing beers with the fellas out in my front yard. Just go out there at night. 78 degrees all day yesterday. It was lovely.
Oh yeah.
One of the things that I, because I said at the top of the show that I have had really great mental health lately, which is the first time I would say in a very long time. I want to give a tip. If you're driving into your job, it's impossible not to be hyped up and ready to go if you listen to Evanescence Bring Me to Life right before you walk in. I get so amped in it.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, Evanescence slaps though. So the haters are going to be sick.
Cons, did you know he was on Evanescence mode? Yeah. I knew he was a little spicier than normal, but I didn't know he was on Evanescence
mode. I'm on Evanescence mode.
Sheesh.
And also,
Chaps, I thought you were going to say if you want to work on your mental health, just don't work in your basement.
Yeah, that's a big tip too. Yeah, don't, especially not for 7 years. Yeah. Oh, by the way, today is my Barstool anniversary.
Hey.
Yeah. And my live day.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How about that?
Any
advice on your live day? Anything you want to say?
Evanescence again. Like if you're
Duck.
If you're late. Duck. Up, yeah.
The doctors were like, quick, get him the Evanescence over here. Plug it in his ears.
We need Bring Me to Life stat. Yeah. Well, that probably shouldn't be one.
No.
No. I don't think that should be one. Second, I said whenever we were leaving San Antonio that we had the same cleaning lady for 11 years. Which is an insanely long time. She did like half a pension with us, which is crazy. The new cleaning lady that we got here in Chicago, not anywhere near. And we still have like a lot of our house like packed up or just kind of disheveled because we've only been there a little bit. She must have walked in and thought we were absolute animals today.
Probably. I think you can't judge her until you're fully unpacked.
That's the babysitter that came in for our son today. I was like, I promise this is not like, don't call CPS. Like, this is not how we're living. My son's like holding a pair of like shears. I'm like, whoa.
What is that? A knife.
It was like, well, yeah, no.
A knife.
I'm like, this is temporary. So,
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Sound the retreat.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.